From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ann Ball reporting. A bomb and gun attack is underway against a church in highly secured part of southwestern Pakistan city of Quetta. Initial reports say the several gunmen stormed the worship place of the minority Christian community in the central part of the city where Sunday morning service was underway. Pakistani security forces have surrounded the site and are trying to enter the church, but heavily armed assailants are firing at them with automatic weapons from inside. We'll keep you up to date as this story develops. Meanwhile, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas's Fatah faction has called for a massive demonstration next week. The protest is in light of U.S. Vice President Mike Pence's visit to Jerusalem on Wednesday. Abbas had also canceled a meeting with Pence under protest. Breaking with decades of U.S. policy, President Donald Trump declared the Holy City as Israel's capital earlier this month and said he would move the U.S. embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. Both Israelis and Palestinians claim Jerusalem as their capital. Somali's Prime Minister Hassan Ali Kari said his government had demanded the U.S. briefly suspend aid to much of Somalia's armed forces in an effort to improve transparency and accountability following corruption concerns. This is VOA News, and for more information, go to our website. Saturday, North Korea state media fired back at U.S. President Donald Trump for verbal attacks. An article referred to the president as an old lunatic and warned to, quote, be prudent or they don't want to meet bitter disgrace and destruction. It went on to warn that the U.S. that if it resorts to military action, it will face tougher countermeasures from North Korea. U.S. President Donald Trump on Saturday defended his Republican tax cut as a good deal for the middle class while suggesting it could lead to explosive economic growth.
We are back. We're really going to start to rock. We need this as our final push, and you're going to see some numbers that are great. But most importantly, you're going to see great job numbers. Jobs are going to come pouring back into this country, which we need very much.
Trump spoke to reporters on the White House lawn on his way to Camp David. The legislation would lower taxes on the richest Americans, and that is why the Democrats oppose it. They say the bill is a break for the wealthy and corporations, but raises the deficit and in the long run will hurt the middle class. A raging California wildfire on Saturday became the state's third largest on record, with more devastation possible from the resurgence of the harsh winds that have fueled the deadly blaze since the beginning of the month. The so-called Thomas Fire has destroyed more than 1,000 structures, including about 750 homes in Southern California. This is a wealthy area of Montecito in Santa Barbara County. It's known for its star power. Oprah Winfrey has a home there. Mandatory evacuations are expected soon. The cost of fighting the blaze has already reached $104 million. Austria's conservative People's Party reached a coalition deal Saturday with the far-right Freedom Party. The deal makes Austria the only Western European country with a far-right group in government. 31-year-old Sebastian Kurz will be Austria's new chancellor and will become the youngest head of government in the world. The coalition government will be sworn in on Monday. For more news, go to our website, voanews.com. I'm Ann Ball in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.